everyone. So we are about to step into the beautiful month of May. And this is going to bring about or highlight the energies of the 13-4. So this is a really powerful, very nuanced energy that we're working with. So I want to break it down number by number. So first and foremost, we have the energy of the one, right? So we have, again, 13-4. So we're basically working with the energies this month of the one, the three, and the four. The four is the dominating force, but the 13 is also very relevant. So first, let's take a look at the one. So basically, this is going to bring sort of this extra drive, this need for speed, this feeling of, you know, feeling really ambitious and wanting to put the pedal to the metal and just go forward in a really big way. So you may feel really highly creative this month because we're working with the influences of the three. You may feel like you've got a lot of get up, you want to go, you can feel driven to, you know, take on things that maybe you haven't been feeling motivated to take on previously or recently. You might get this like extra boost of wind in your sails, so to speak. So the one is a very assertive, very go after your dreams type of energy, and it wants to make things happen. And it wants to make things happen pretty quickly. It's a fast moving energy. So when we're working with a one cycle, a lot of times we can feel like the fire has been lit beneath us, and we have all this extra motivation and excitement and just inspiration to get started on whatever it is or to see progress, right? So you may feel overly impulsive this month where something comes into your awareness or you get excited about something and you want to take action. And so you throw caution to the wind and you want to say yes to it and make it happen. However, we're working with the strong influence of the four. So the brakes are going to be put on, especially when we don't want the brakes to be put on. But there's a method to this. There's a purpose for this. And I'm going to talk about that. But just know that if you feel like really just gung-ho to get started on something or move forward, this is totally natural under a one cycle. And it's really, we're meant to take that motivation and to really, you know, step into our power or step into our creativity and take action, put in the effort. One is a very action-oriented type of energy. It sees the solution and it wants to move towards it. And it starts to sort of create that path in order to do so. So it's a very strongly motivated type of energy. So it would not be uncommon to feel that. It can also be highly impulsive. So you just want to make sure that, you know, you've got a strategy, you're taking your time, you're making sure that you are getting your ducks in a row, that you're sort of doing due diligence. And this is where the four comes in as well. So we'll talk about that. But you just want to be careful about being overly impulsive because you might get some buyer's remorse after the fact if you're too impulsive in taking action or signing your name to something or putting your name behind something. So just be mindful of that. Now, with the three, this is a highly creative energy. This is all about creation. So again, you couple that with a one, you could feel highly creative, highly motivated to get your creativity out into the world. You could, you know, opportunities could present to you at this time to take action on creative pursuits. And you might see things falling into place quite beautifully for, again, getting the green lights to do that and to feel that motivation to get started again. And so you may see that just your creative pursuits catch fire, like in a good way, like they start to have momentum or take, just get that traction, right? And so you might see also because of three energy, it's a very social energy. It's a very collaborative type of energy. It also brings in the opportunity for recognition, accolades. So if you have, you know, some kind of platform where you put your creativity out into the world, you may see at this time that you get a spike in notoriety, right? Like you might see more people come in, more followers, more clients, very likely under three energy. So with both the one and the three, you can see a lot of momentum. You can see a lot of movement. And you can just really feel inspired and creative and like you want to be seen and heard and experienced by the world in a pretty big way. And you might just get the opportunity to do that because, again, the three can bring the spotlight. It can bring the recognition. It pushes us to, you know, get out into the world, to showcase ourselves and our talents and our expertise and our creativity. So this would be a great time for a launch, for trying something new and different and uniquely you. That's another aspect of the three that we could see kind of come out. It pushes us into our own authenticity. It pushes us into our own uniqueness so that we're contributing our own innate, unique gifts. So you could feel really inspired this month. And I would say follow that inspiration and see where it takes you. Just be mindful about not being too overly impulsive to throw yourself into something without some kind of a plan or a strategy. But you could likely see the people sort of come into your sphere now, right? Where they just sort of enter as if by magic to help you or to assist you, or maybe they have the contacts or the connections that you need in order to make whatever you're trying to make happen. So this is a very highly social month. And I would say if you get the opportunity to be social this month or to connect or collaborate or network in some way, this is such a great time to take advantage of that and really do that because you don't know who you're going to meet. And likely whoever you meet at this time will have some greater impact on your creative endeavors, like what you're trying to do in the world. So highly, highly productive month if you want it to be. The other thing is travel may come up for you this month under this three vibration. So you might have opportunities to travel the world, to meet new people. Again, highly social month. You might have the opportunity to sort of immerse yourself in other cultures and learn about those cultures and gain different perspectives. And through that, it may ignite something within you that, you know, has that creative spark. So beautiful time for travel and to meeting new people and gaining new perspectives and then maybe incorporating those perspectives into your own endeavors and whatever it is that you're putting out into the world. Communication is also really big. Anytime we have three energy, the opportunity for greater communication is there. So you may see the lines of communication open now for you, where before they were closed or stifled, or maybe there was some miscommunication. You may see those lines open up quite broadly at this time to give you and the other person or the other people an opportunity to better understand one another. And that can bring a lot of clarity and a lot of opportunities for growth and greater movement forward collectively. So beautiful month for that. Overall, May is an incredibly beautiful, powerful month. Now, we do have the vibration and the energy of the four. And the four is a beautiful energy. It's very foundational. It's very much about getting organized, having a strategy, following the protocol that you need to follow in order to get something accomplished. It's also about perseverance. So it's going to potentially sort of be the moderator or the one who sort of mitigates when it comes to how quickly you are moving forward. Because it doesn't want you to rush things, right? The four wants things done in a sort of methodical way where there's a method to it, right? So you are doing things step by step so that you're making sure that it's done correctly or in a way that makes sense or harmoniously, so that you don't have to go back later and clean it up. So where you might want to be sprinting forward this month, you will likely find that opportunities come in, opportunities to move forward come in for sure, but it has to be at a pace that makes sense, a pace where you're not going to have to go back and clean up whatever it is that you did. You can actually reap the rewards of whatever it is that you put your energy into this month. So just know if you are getting sort of the red light, or if you're getting some challenges put before you, or if you feel like things you want to move really fast, but you feel like you're being slowed down, that's the four saying we can do it. You can have whatever you want, but we've got to have a strategy. We've got to be methodical and we'll get there. But we want to make sure that we're getting there in a way that's full of integrity and that's paced so that we don't burn out too quickly or bite off more than we can chew. So when we can work with all of these energies in a harmonious way, we reap the benefits in a big way. So overall, beautiful energy this month. I hope it's a great one. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.